92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Employees at a Madison hotel are pushing for their first union contract.
We'll be back!
We'll be back!
We'll be back!
We'll be back!
Workers protested yesterday at the Madison Hilton Monona Terrace, the one that's connected to the terrace. It's owned by Marcus Corporation, the same company that owns lots of hotels and movie theaters. Back in August, workers voted to join Unite Here Local 1, a union representing people in hospitality. Zenaida May has been a bartender at the Hilton Monona Terrace for 12 years. She says they're fighting for higher wages, better hours, and recognition.
After the pandemic, it was really tough. And that time, it was like me doing bartending, doing serving, doing expo, getting my food from the kitchen. I do that everything.
The union surveyed employees at the hotel, including drivers, bartenders, room attendants. They found a third of workers there are either on BadgerCare Medicaid or don't have health insurance at all. Staff earn a median wage of $18 per hour. But in order to earn enough to afford a modest two-bedroom apartment in Madison, you'd need to make over $28 per hour. That's according to the National Low Income Housing Coalition. Meanwhile, Madison broke tourism spending records last year. The hospitality industry generated $2.6 billion for Dane County in 2024.
It's just the beginning, and we are fighting for a better future for every one of us here in the hospitality industry. Better wage, better hours of work, have one job and stability for our family.
The union members are now in the process of negotiating their first contract. Wisconsin has a new law that provides stronger penalties for sextortion schemes. It was inspired by a teenage boy who died by suicide after he was targeted in one of these scams. Isabella Nieto reports.
The bill, called Braden's Law, stems from the death of D.C. Everest High School student Braden Bone, who took his own life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. Evers signed the bill at the Green Heck Turner Community Center in Weston on Monday.
Kids these days are up against a whole host of challenges that many of us, parents and grandparents, could never have dreamed of.
Sextortion is a form of online exploitation where perpetrators coerce minors, typically underage boys, into sending sexually explicit material, threatening to release it unless they receive payment.
Extortion, like what Braden was subjected to, is one of the fastest growing cyber crimes targeting kids in our country today.
The legislation establishes sextortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties. It also provides the victim or the victim's family with payment from the Department of Justice's Crime Victim Compensation Fund. The bill passed the state legislature in October, less than 6 months after it was introduced.
By making these changes, we're ensuring a stronger deterrent for these crimes, creating real consequences, and making sure Wisconsin remains a safe place for kids and their families.
Braden Bone's family joined Evers at the bill signing. His mother, Brittany Bird, said the signing of the bill gives her hope.
I have hope that we will take back control from these criminals and our children will no longer be pawns in their sick games.
Wisconsin's move over law has been expanded. Until now, under state law, drivers had to move over if there was a disabled police vehicle, ambulance, utility truck. Basically, if there was some kind of official vehicle on the shoulder, you had to change lanes to give them space. But Governor Tony Evers has now signed Act 54, which means you have to move over for any disabled vehicle on the shoulder of the road. Many drivers do this already, but now it's required by state law. Drivers who don't move over can face a $300 fine, and if it ends up causing some sort of crash or incident when they don't, that penalty can be much more severe. The Department of Transportation says over the last 5 years, 145 people in Wisconsin were hurt on the side of the road, either inside or near a stopped car, and 5 people died. We've got a good amount of snow on the ground for this early in the season, and this is the busy time for letter carriers and delivery drivers. As Stuart J. Waddles reports, make sure you've cleared the way for them.
The Postal Service is asking customers to help keep their letter carriers safe in these winter conditions. Officials are asking that you clear enough snow from curbside boxes. That'll allow mail trucks to approach the box, deliver the mail, and drive away without the danger of backing up. Walkways should be cleared of snow and ice and allow enough traction to avoid slips. Also, a reminder to keep steps clear of snow and ice and to make sure overhangs are free of snow and ice as well.
Speaking of, we're 2 weeks away from Christmas, which means it's crunch time if you've got gifts to send. USPS says if you want your packages to get somewhere in the contiguous U.S. in time for Christmas, you should send them by the 17th. That's 6 days from now. You could wait an extra day or two after that, but you'll end up paying extra for faster delivery service. And with winter weather, anything can happen. So the sooner you send, the better. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers lose in a blowout.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 23 ranked Nebraska 90-60. Head coach Greg Gard asked, how'd they manage to lose by 30 points?
We don't have a defensive identity. Haven't had one all year. So we'll search to find one. And I'll find guys that want to play defense.
How do you do that?
Sit guys on the bench.
Changes.
We'll find out in the next 9 days, right?
The Badgers play next week, Friday, when they host Villanova. NBA, the Bucks host the Celtics tonight. A.J. Green, able to return to practice yesterday, limited despite a shoulder injury. NFL, the Packers head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday. How good is that Broncos defense under coordinator Vance Joseph?
It's a hell of a question. I think everybody's trying to figure that out right now. They do a great job. Vance does a hell of a job putting his guys in position.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a little bit of light snow by later this afternoon. Our high right around 22. Tonight, some snow possible. We'll drop down to around 8 above tomorrow. Light snow, mostly cloudy. 20s in the morning with temps falling through the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.